time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The week ends with reports of another school shooting. This time at Santa Fe High School, south of Houston. Reports say multiple students were killed by the shooter, a student who has reportedly been taken into custody. The Senate voted Thursday to confirm Gina Haspel as the next CIA director after several Democrats were persuaded to support her, despite lingering concerns about the role she played in the brutal interrogation of suspected terrorists captured after 9/11. Lawmakers approved Haspel's nomination 54-45, with six Democrats voting yes and two Republicans voting no, after the agency launched an unprecedented public relations campaign to bolster Haspel's chances. The White House will reportedly announce massive cuts to Planned Parenthood and other taxpayer-backed abortion providers by reviving an old proposal that withdraws funding for any clinic that provides abortions or refers patients to places that do. Thursday's anniversary of the start of the Mueller probe brought new developments.
Possible new legal trouble for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. His former son-in-law is flipped. He is now cooperating with the feds as part of Jeffrey Yohai's plea agreement. That's the name of the son-in-law. He is now cooperating with New York's Attorney General's office as well, which is working with Bob Mueller's investigation. Yohai first met with investigators back in 2017, and according to sources, he provided information to federal investigators for the Manafort probe in possible money laundering, tax evasions, violations. All that was underway. He started to provide information, which was turned over to Bob Mueller. Manafort has been charged with a whole lot of things, including money laundering, failure to disclose himself as a foreign agent, bank fraud, and tax fraud. He continues, though, to maintain his innocence.
And the White House continues to claim that the whole thing is a witch hunt.
The president knows that there was no collusion in the campaign, and he has been quite clear about this. It's gone on for over a year. They found no evidence of collusion and still strongly believe that it's a witch hunt. I'm not sure how we could be any more clear, and certainly not sure how the president could be any more clear about his beliefs and his opinion.
Trump and his allies are trying to force the FBI to expose the identity of a confidential government informant whom the president alleges spied on his 2016 campaign. The White House and conservative media are hoping to use the existence of an informant to undercut the investigation of special counsel Robert Mueller. But Rudy Giuliani went on CNN Friday morning and admitted they don't really know if there was a mole or not.
Here's the issue that I really feel strongly about with this informant, if there is one. First of all, I don't know for sure, nor does the president, if there really was one. We're told that.
Told that by whom?
We're told that by people who, for a long time, we've been told that there was some kind of infiltration. At one time, the president thought it was a wiretap. There were some Pfizer applications, but we've never been notified that he was on a tap or an intercept.
From the Because It's There files, All In with Chris Hayes on Thursday night played footage of Microsoft founder Bill Gates speaking at the Gates Foundation about meeting Donald Trump.
I never met Donald Trump before he was elected. There was a thing during the election where he and I were at the same place, and I avoided him. Anyway, then he got elected, and so I went to see him in December. He knew my daughter Jennifer because Trump has this horse show thing down in Florida. In fact, he went up and talked to Jen and was being super nice. And then like 20 minutes later, he flew in a helicopter to the same place. So clearly he had been driven away, but he wanted to make a grand entrance in a helicopter. Anyway, so when I first talked to him, it was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. But Melinda didn't like that too well. Anyway, so I saw him at Trump Tower. You know, I said, hey, science and innovation is a great thing. You should be a leader who drives innovation. And that conversation was about a broad set of things in energy, in health, in education. You know, pick things you want to do that are big. HIV vaccine, you could, you know, accelerate that. Be associated with innovation. And Then the second time I saw him was the march after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing, because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Both times he wanted to know if there was a difference between HIV and HPV. So I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.